Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Sometimes animal species evolve in specific locations, in natural springs, for example, to be found nowhere else in the world. So we asked fisheries research biologist Dr. Gary Garrett how this phenomenon occurs.
Typically what happens is you will have the ancestral version of the species throughout. Things like head springs or spring areas, those are special isolated type environments. The temperature doesn't change, the water chemistry doesn't change because it's coming out of the ground. So you'll have animals that kind of start specializing for that very stable environment. So certainly in springs throughout the state, we've often seen specialized animals.
Biologists look at the adaptations and try to understand how these species specialize for specific environments.
But the other real useful thing about understanding this is these are what we call indicator species. They've been around for thousands of years. They've done just fine. As biologists, we monitor their status. When we see their status starting to go down, it tells us that the environment they're in is going down, not just them. They're an indicator of a larger problem. So by watching these animals or plants, they tell us in advance of things degrading that ultimately may affect humans. So they're kind of our early warning system.
That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. Joel Block engineers our program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.